Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ted Woodward and John Widmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock here on Wednesday, January 7th. As we get into it this morning, we'll be telling you about some street improvements for parts of Wichita.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita Public Works hopes to learn more soon about faulty parts at the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility. What that means for its commission, coming up.
Currently in Wichita this Wednesday morning as we await the sunrise, it is mostly clear and 38 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Well, the problem with the faulty clarifiers at the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility in Wichita has been tracked back to a design issue. Officials are now saying the plant will not be open until at least 2027.
Gary Jansen, Director of Public Works, says three firms have been hired to provide independent analysis with the results expected back in the next 2 weeks. Pending verification of those studies, it's likely the new parts won't be constructed and installed until this summer. Jansen added,
I don't think it's likely that we take ownership of this plant before the end of this year, but we'll know more in the coming months of what that timing looks like.
Since the city hasn't taken ownership, all costs to repair the faulty parts are the responsibility of the construction teams, with no extra cost to the city or ratepayers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approved street improvement plans for parts of East and West Wichita. An $8.5 million project will reconstruct Webb Road between Central and 13th Street North. The new five-lane roadway will include curbs, storm sewer, and sidewalks on both sides. The city may add extra median and pedestrian safety with drainage improvements included as well. Construction should begin in 2027 and be finished by 2028. The council also approved beginning the design phase for a half-mile stretch of 13th Street North, west of Widge Road in the city's west side. The design will cost $750,000 with a $3 million price tag for construction in 2029 or perhaps earlier.
Wichita's new city manager, Dennis Marstall, attended his first city council meeting yesterday. It was long, and there's a lot of things going on. Our news partners at 12 News talked with Marstall after the meeting, asking him if there were any areas where he sees potential improvements.
I'm doing that assessment now. I'm working with the department directors, trying to get an understanding of the departmental operations, really getting an understanding of the different assets within the city. Also looking at the budget, where we're making the budget priorities, so making sure that I understand the budget going forward. Then I'll make a lot of assessments. I'll make recommendations, certainly, when we go through the budget process.
And City Manager Marstall has taken over for Robert Layton, who recently retired from that position.
A pilot who was able to make a safe landing in an emergency says the company who made the plane is blaming him for their mistake.
The Alaska Airlines pilot praises a hero for safely landing a plane after a door plug panel flew off shortly after takeoff in 2024, is now suing Boeing. Captain Brandon Fisher believes the plane maker wrongly tried to blame him and the rest of his crew for the incident. Fisher was commended by the heads of the National Transportation Safety Board, the FAA, and Boeing executives for helping ensure none of the 177 people aboard were killed. Fisher's lawyers say Boeing's attempts to deflect liability in lawsuits led to the pilot being sued by some passengers and caused him great distress. No comment from Boeing. John Saucier, Fox News.
Members of Congress gathered, some of them holding candles, commemorating 5 years since the Capitol riot from 2021.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's a day no one must forget. He recalls being ushered away by Capitol officers.
Within 20 feet of those rioters, of those insurrectionists, one of them looked at me and said, "There he is, get him."
Joined by relatives of Capitol officers who died, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries thanked them for their sacrifice and spoke directly to rioters freed by the president for their actions.
Donald Trump may have pardoned your crimes, but only God can pardon your sin.
Lawmakers closed with a warning that history could repeat if allowed to. followed by a moment of silence and a chorus of
God bless America.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The eldest son of former President Ronald Reagan has died.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announced the death of Michael Reagan in a social media post on Tuesday. He was 80. The Presidential Foundation says Michael lived a life shaped by conviction, purpose, and an abiding devotion to President Reagan's ideals, and that Michael used his voice to champion freedom, personal responsibility, and the principles that defined his father's presidency. Reagan was known for his radio talk program, The Michael Reagan Show, and also chaired the Reagan Legacy Foundation. No word on a cause of death. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, the winter weather is not here, but it is somewhere on the globe. And we got rid of the penny, but we have some new coins that are being minted for the big year this year. We'll talk about that. And, of course, our full weather forecast, which will be changing as the week goes on. So you want to be paying attention to that. We're off and running here on this Wednesday, January 7th. Ted and John on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's 6:09 with Ted and John here on this Wednesday morning on KNSS. Well, winter weather is not here today, but there is plenty in Europe.
Storm Goretti has claimed a handful of lives and brought parts of Europe to a near standstill.
Chaotic, unacceptable, frustrating, annoying.
Javier Sepulveda, one of thousands of would-be passengers stuck at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. Dutch airline KLM says it's nearly run out of de-icing fluid.
We don't have any kind of information by the phone. The website is not working at all. We are like homeless.
Roads and rails blocked by snow too, with France, Belgium and the Balkans badly affected. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There could be some new coins in your pocket, Fox's Lillian Wu explains.
The first of five new quarter designs honoring America's 250th birthday has been released into circulation. The Mayflower Compact Quarter features two pilgrims, a man and a woman, under a banner that reads E Pluribus Unum. The reverse side shows the Mayflower sailing over rough seas. The others in the series are not yet released. They feature presidents George Washington on the Revolutionary War Quarter. The Declaration of Independence Quarter has Thomas Jefferson. The U.S. Constitution Quarter shows James Madison, and the Gettysburg Address Quarter features Abraham Lincoln. Previously debated themes for the quarters, such as the civil rights movement and women's suffrage, were not greenlighted by the Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
It's 6:11 here with Ted and John on KNSS, and of course, as we get the Wednesday commute underway, Jad Chambers will help you out with traffic all morning long.
And so far this morning, things in traffic are actually, well, looking fairly good. I'm just not seeing any problems out there. The traffic conditions are pretty good. Of course, we've got that road construction in the K-42 area up by I-235, but quite a bit further back, we've got some fairly heavy traffic right around Tyler, K-42. Right now, traffic is picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast on this Wednesday. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a warm Wednesday, then buckle up as a wild weather ride heads our way, becoming partly cloudy, south breeze 5 to 15, 65 today. After 3 o'clock tonight, showers and storms roll through, heavy rain, small hail possible, overnight low upper 40s. Storms wind down by midday Thursday, breezy and 60, much colder Friday with a chance of snow by the end of the day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky as we await the sunrise. It is 38 degrees here on this Wednesday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
House Republicans have been holding an all-day retreat at the Trump-Kennedy Center. President Trump was a guest speaker discussing a number of things, including how the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene made it harder to pass bills and affected that Republican majority. With us now is Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Audio. Ryan, that does really narrow the margin. And then we also had another Republican member of Congress from California delegation who passed away overnight. So that House Republican majority's thinning, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, you've got to wait on a special election to fill these seats. Governor Kemp, I believe, has already set one for Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then, of course, the challenge for Republicans is going to be that Doug LaMalfa, who passed away yesterday, is from California, which is run by a Democrat. And, of course, Gavin Newsom is facing pressure from his own party to delay this as much as possible to make life more challenging for Republicans. So, yes, yesterday was certainly not the day Republicans expected going into it. Obviously, they already knew about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but now they're grieving, obviously, a colleague who is very much loved by them, but also the fact that they have to now get back to business with his seat being open, creating a challenge for them.
Yeah, Congressman LaMalfa's death, I mean, that majority, they had that, you know, obviously they've got the 218 minimum seat majority in the House. Now it's down to, I mean, literally a handful of votes, and they've got a lot of business they've got to get done. I mean, here facing that upcoming at the end of the month, they've got to get the budget done, or they'll have another government shutdown on their hands.
Yeah, and of course you factor in that there are special elections happening in Texas to fill seats for Democrat members of Congress, so that's going to be a problem as well. And, I mean, yes, this is just going to be a challenging. They've got to fund the government, like you just mentioned. January 30th is the deadline. They did just drop a series of spending bills recently that'll be voted on by the end of the week. It did appear that Democrats are going to back that, so at least they'll get some of the government funded. That's only 3 bills of the 12 they have to pass, and these aren't exactly the most maybe politically divisive agencies that they're funding. It's like Department of Commerce and some other ones. So, you know, you factor that in, you'll have 6 of the 12 appropriations bills done then. But then you get into some of the other ones like defense and some of the other areas, health and human services, HUD. Those are going to be probably a little bit more challenging.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning, and we'll be following up with you at Fox if we want more information.
It sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
That was Ryan Schmelz with Fox News. For more information, we'll follow up with Ryan.
Sounds good. It is 6:15 here on this Wednesday morning as we get going here on a Wednesday. The you know, yesterday we talked about that huge blizzard that hit Kansas 140 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Terrible. Snow up above the roofs of train cars.
So we go back, and that was still affecting us. 140 years ago on this day, temperatures 18 below, wind and drifting snow shutting down streetcars and stranding people who had gone downtown in Wichita in the morning. They right. couldn't get back home that night. Ugh.
That Not going to get it that bad this weekend.
Nope.
Maybe a little rain.
That was 140 years ago. Jad, can we take a look at beards here? We want a story about beards. Billy Gibbons appeared on Jay Moore's podcast recently and was asked about an offer that was made to ZZ Top back in the 1980s, of course, when they were constantly on radio and television.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, many of the members of that band had the long beards, and there was an offer that was made.
Is it true you guys were offered $1 million to shave your beards?
It's true. It was $1 million per man.
Was that Gillette?
They deny it.
And during a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
So $3 million Gillette to ZZ Top to shave your beard.
So we passed. We passed, and word got out, and our fans loved it.
So dudes were offered $1 million each to shave the beard off for Super Bowl, and they didn't do it.
Well, and for ZZ Top's actually coming to Kansas here this year. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
They are. ZZ Top is coming to Kansas as part of the Dos Amigos tour with Dwight Yoakam. They're coming here at the at Bonner Springs. So there you go. A little tip for you. ZZ Top.
Of course, it's ZZ Top, so you kind of have to ask, is it really ZZ Top?
Well, it's ZZ Top and Dwight Yoakam, the Dos Amigos tour.
You know that they started as an imposter band.
Did they really?
Yes,
I
they
did
were.
Not know that.
They were the Texan version of the English band The Zombies.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there was kind of an unscrupulous promoter here in the U.S. that had two or three bands pretending that they were the British The Zombies over here playing different, you know, concerts all over the country, just pretending to be this other band, and then eventually when you know that. Stopped working and people were starting to put two and two together on that, the Texas Zombies just became ZZ Top.
Of course, you know, the three of us, Ted's the only one with any modicum of facial hair. He's sporting the stash. I couldn't, if I tried to grow a mustache or a beard, my wife would not have any of it. Trust me.
And there'd
be no kissing.
I just can't. Facial hair just doesn't.
Oh, I can.
Doesn't really work with me.
But it lasts about a week or so, and then there's no loving.
Yeah. You can see almost nothing right here. It kind of looks like maybe I shaved like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been over 2 weeks.
No, I can do it. And then I start getting the look. You know, the look. And it's the shave that garbage off your face look.
6:19 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Let's see what's going on in sports. Busy sports day. We have college men's basketball tonight at Coke Arena, Wichita State hosting Rice, a team that has started off 0-2 in conference play. This is the American Conference home opener for the Shocks, who very early on are tied for fourth place in the standings right now. The Shocks are 7-1 on home court this season, and Wichita State is a 13.5-point favorite. Coming into this one tonight, they have beaten Rice 4 times in a row. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 6:30 in Coke Arena. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. Speaking of Mike Kennedy, another major award. Of course, Mike is going to retire at the end of the current school year. Mike has received the National Sports Media Association's Kansas Sportscaster of the Year Award.
Wow.
Mike Kennedy has been at it for 46 years, broadcasting Shocker Sports. And he is now a 2-time winner of this award. He also won it 11 years ago.
Kudos.
Congratulations to Mike Kennedy, the Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. Men's basketball tonight for Kansas State. Something you don't get to do very often. You get to play the number 1 ranked team in the nation. K-State visiting number 1 ranked undefeated Arizona.
Oof.
A team that is 14-0 on the season. This is only the 6th time in school history that K-State has played the number 1 ranked team on the road. K-State has only won one of those ever. K-State heading to Tucson tonight for a battle with number 1. The Wildcats are an 18.5-point underdog going into this one. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 7 o'clock tonight. And that is over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night in Lawrence, 22nd ranked Kansas hosting TCU. In a game that turned into a pretty amazing contest, as the Jayhawks, down by 16 points in the second half, still down by 15 points with 4.5 minutes to go, the Jayhawks outscore the Frogs 20-5 in the final 4.5 minutes, got it into overtime, and that's where KU won the game, 104-100.
And I went to bed early. I am killing myself. But that's what you have to do if you're getting up at 3 in the morning.
Those games tip off at 8 o'clock.
Ugh, killed me that I went to bed early.
Jayhawks are now 11-4. Freshman Darren Peterson with 32 points.
Wow. I missed it.
And apparently this is only the 13th time in college basketball history that a team was down by 15 or more with 5 minutes to go and came back and won the game.
Ugh. Ugh.
A big win for the Jayhawks last night. Now 11-4. We have JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting 24th-ranked Cowley College. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Grizzlies at 7:15 this evening, and that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's downtown baseball park, Equity Bank Park, home of the Wichita Wind Surge, has been named the 2025 Professional Baseball Field of the Year by the Sports Field Management Association, citing that Wichita has the best natural grass field among all 120 minor league baseball teams. How about that? Speaking of the Wind Surge, that grass is less than 3 months away from being played on. Baseball is only 3 months out. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, moved to Kansas in the coming years. The Kansas City Royals had that same offer, but apparently that is not going to happen. Kansas Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins from Wichita, says that officials here in Kansas are no longer pursuing the Kansas City Royals. There was a deadline of New Year's Eve, and the Royals did not capitalize on any of that. The Chiefs did, the Royals did not, so it looks like the Royals will not be coming to Kansas, at least under current situations. And that is sports, here with Ted and John. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah, a cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. East, near Central and Woodlawn, West 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. 623 here with Ted and John. We have traffic and weather on the way. And not acknowledging a health problem until it has a label. More on that on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta next on KNSS.
As number one talk, this is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, January 7th. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear as we await the sunrise, 37 degrees. The city of Wichita will continue with plans to convert the existing water treatment plant to emergency use. Yesterday, the city council approving a nearly $1.4 million contract to develop up to 60% of the design plans and establish a guaranteed maximum price for the project. Construction converting the 1939-era plant would take about 2 years, but the work won't begin until after the city takes ownership of the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility, which now will not take place until at least 2027. That transfer has been delayed because of ongoing issues with the clarifiers at the new plant.
Congress is set to be briefed.
Gary Jansen, Director of Public Works, says the problem has been traced back to a design issue. Three firms have been hired to provide independent analysis, with the results expected back in the next 2 weeks. Pending verification of those studies, it's likely the new parts won't be constructed and installed until summer. With more testing to follow, Jansen says he doesn't think it's likely that the city takes ownership before the end of the year. Since that hasn't happened, all costs to repair the faulty parts are the responsibility of the construction teams, with no extra cost to the city or ratepayers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Congress is set to be briefed on the situation in Venezuela.
Both the House and Senate will have member-wide briefings with Trump administration officials following the operation in Venezuela that led to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Sources tell Fox News the briefers will include Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump says one of the reasons Congress wasn't notified about the operation was because of concerns of possible leaks. The Senate plans to vote on a war powers resolution that would rein in the administration's ability to use military force without congressional approval. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Every year, the Sedgwick County Commission selects its chairman during the meeting in the second week of January. Current commission chair Ryan Beatty tells us about the likely candidates.
There's a five-member board, three commissioners that are moving into a re-election year, and it's my belief that all three are going to file for re-election. That leaves two others that are not and would have the time to fill that capacity. So by default, you're looking at Commissioner Jeff Blueball and Commissioner Stephanie Wise, and both of those are highly capable individuals that are very smart, wonderful commissioners that just completed their first year. So if I was a betting man, I'd bet one of those two would serve in that role next year.
Sedgwick County Commission Chairman joins us on Tuesday mornings at 7:35 right here on KNSS. Also at today's meeting, commissioners will discuss offering a contract for a new county appraiser. As Mark Clark retired at the end of June last year, Brent Shelton has been serving as interim appraiser since then.
The Kansas Department of Transportation on Tuesday awarded its largest road construction contract in history. The nearly $288 million contract was awarded to Dondlinger Wildcat, a joint venture based in Wichita. The construction is to rebuild part of U.S. Highway 54, Kellogg, and K-96 in East Wichita, just east of I-35 and just east of 159th Street in Butler County. Components of the project include 32 new retaining walls, 26 bridge replacements, and several two-lane frontage roads. Work is expected to begin later this spring.
Students at McPherson High School got back to their historic Roundhouse Gymnasium this week after months of repairs. The gym has been closed for more than 200 days after severe weather and flooding last summer heavily damaged the court, which had to be replaced. McPherson plans to address flooding concerns through a bond measure coming up in March. Civil engineers recommending expanding the retention pond outside the gym. Currently, McPherson has a temporary situation of sandbags outside the gym as a precaution against any rain.
One of the biggest traitors in American history has died.
Aldrich Ames, the career CIA operative who provided the Russians with U.S. secrets from 1985 to 1994, died in a Maryland prison Monday. He was 84. Ames switched sides during the Cold War in exchange for $2.5 million, which he said he needed to pay debts. He outed Russians spying for the U.S. and Great Britain, and his betrayal led to the execution of Western agents working behind the then Iron Curtain. He withheld information from U.S. officials while providing valuable information to the Russians. He pleaded guilty to espionage and tax evasion and was sentenced to life in prison. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A spiritual moment for millions of Catholics taking place at the Vatican today.
Marking the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Music, singing, and prayers honoring the visit by the three kings to the baby Jesus. Pope Leo XIV presiding over the Holy Mass.
Cercare la pace significa proteggere ciò.
At St. Peter's Basilica for some 5,800 faithful. Then the leader of the Catholic Church closing the last holy door, marking the official end of the Jubilee Year of Hope. Nearly 33.5 million pilgrims visited the Vatican during the Jubilee, which happens every 25 years, and marks a special year of reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. The next one is set for 2050. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wage garnishment resumes in the U.S. for student loan borrowers in default.
The Department of Ed begins garnishing wages of non-payers, the more than 5 million student loan borrowers who are currently in default, a number the department says could double after collection activity halted during the pandemic. The U.S. government has collection powers on federal debt, and in addition to some wages, it can also seize borrowers' federal tax refunds and Social Security, retirement, and disability benefits to get student loans paid back. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
6:38 here with Ted and John. Now let's check in and get our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a warm Wednesday, then buckle up as a wild weather ride heads our way, becoming partly cloudy, south breeze 5 to 15, 65 today. After 3 o'clock tonight, showers and storms roll through, heavy rain, small hail possible, overnight low upper 40s. Storms wind down by midday Thursday, breezy and 60, much colder Friday with a chance of snow by the end of the day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky awaiting the sunrise. It is 37 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:39 here with Ted and John, and now it's time to get some great information. It's the Commodities Update. Here he is, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. The cattle complex on Tuesday opened higher once again, traded into new highs for the current move to the upside, and closed positive. Now, the feeder cattle once again had triple-digit gains, and from yesterday's high, February live cattle are now only $12.72 away from their all-time record high made in October. March feeders are only $19.25 from their all-time record high. Box beef prices yesterday on the spread between choice and select narrowed to only 17 cents difference, and the lean hog futures Tuesday traded and closed two-sided. At the close, Feb live cattle 75 cents higher, 236.62. March feeders $3.45 higher, 359.02. And Feb hogs were down 47 cents at 85.67. Now, December cotton yesterday had its highest trade since late September. The wheat, corn, and soybean complex closed on the negative side as they were unable to hold the early session positive trade. There was a real lack of fresh market moving news yesterday. We saw the Dow yesterday have a second straight session of new all-time record highs and for the first time ever closed above 49,000. Now, news this morning is that President Trump announced that Venezuela would relinquish 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. This is worth about $2.8 billion at the market price. March Kansas City wheat at the moment, 5.25 cents higher, 5.26¾. March corn's up a penny and 3/4 at 4.45¾. March soybeans 10¼ cents higher, $10.66½. February crude oil down 13 cents at $57. February gold's down $36 at $4,460, while the March S&P 7 points lower at 6,981. March dollar index is up 3 cents at $98.35, and March Dow Jones futures 17 points higher at 49,738. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I heard you mention cotton. The other day, a couple weeks ago, I noticed there was a cotton field between McConnell Air Force Base and Derby, which I'd never seen before. They're growing cotton there.
There's a lot of cotton in both Sedgwick County and Butler County. And some years we see more than we do other years. The cotton price has not been very good for most of the last part of last year. It's starting to show some improvement now, which caused a lot of cotton acres to get cut back last year.
Yeah, I saw a lot in Sumner County. In fact, there's some near one of our transmitter tower sites down there in Sumner County, a fairly large area where they're growing some cotton down there.
All right, Tom, I have a serious question for you. Earlier, Ted brought up beards and ZZ Top, so now I have to ask you, to beard or not to beard, Tom? That is the question.
Okay, my wife has never seen me without hair on my face.
Wow, okay.
When we got married, I had a full beard.
Whoa!
I don't remember how many years ago. It's probably been close to 15 years or more ago. I trimmed it down to a mustache and goatee. But she has never seen me clean shaven.
All right. See, and mine won't let me do that. So I see how that works. All right. I see that this will be the question of the, and we see Don Grant doesn't have one, so we know how he goes. So interesting.
I think, we go through different generations of seeing beards and not seeing beards. I think, in the last 15 years or so, I've seen a lot more people wearing beards, younger people, than what I'd ever seen in a long time.
Look at our vice president. He sports the beard.
Yes.
That's the trend.
One of our best. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's the trend.
I think it is. I really do. And, I could also probably use the same example that they said about Abraham Lincoln. He was told to grow a beard and make him look better.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Better, and I think the beard covers up a lot of my ugliness. I was told that family member years ago.
That just cannot be true.
Why do you think I'm doing radio instead?
That's what I was going to say. I have a face for radio, so it won't matter.
Well, we will debate this at a future time, but we're certainly glad to have you with us, Tom. Great information. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with the Commodities Update with Ted and John every weekday morning at this time here on KNSS. 6:44 with Ted and John here on KNSS. And we'll be getting into the finance behind eating out. The money tracker, Don Grant. He'll be here shortly on KNSS.
It's 6:48 with Ted and John on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. Time now for Ted and John and Three Big Things. Kansas Senate leaders from both parties are backing a new bill that would ban cell phones in K-12 schools. The Trump administration is seeking to freeze more than $10 billion in federal child and social services fundings to five Democrat-led states. Kansas Jayhawks stunned TCU with late come-from-behind overtime win against TCU to open Big 12 play. That's Three Big Things with Ted and John on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic.
And things in traffic are starting to get a little bit more exciting. We got some more vehicles on the roadway right now. The traffic volume's getting just a little bit heavier. Starting to see it back up a little bit. Just short of that road construction on K-15 right there by I-135 northbound headed that direction. Do see some heavier traffic at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today, high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers with a low of 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 40 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7
1330 KNSS.
Coming up on 650 here with Ted and John, and let's see how the stock market fared yesterday.
The major averages ending higher and at record levels, with the Dow posting its second record close of the year and hitting a milestone and closing above the 49,000 level for the first time, while the S&P 500 notched its first record close of the year. This week, investors are focused on the U.S. labor market as the government delivers three separate reports on employment, including the all-important jobs report for December. Shares of SanDisk surged over 26% as investors continue to pour money into the flash memory company. The Dow winners: Amazon, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow decliners: Chevron, Apple, and Travelers. The Dow up 485 points. The Nasdaq higher by 151. S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:50 here with Ted and John in the morning. Happy birthday to actress Lindsay Fonseca. She is 39 today. Happy birthday to actor Nicolas Cage. Is 62.
Love Nicolas
years
Cage.
Old today. Celebrating a birthday. I would have pegged him as being older than 62.
I would have, too. Great movies. He's done some great movies.
How about that? Who else we got?
Coming back to the MCU.
Oh, how about Donna Rice? Remember Donna Rice?
Yes.
Who was sitting on Gary Hart's lap?
Yes.
When he was running for president?
Ruined that political campaign.
Oh, man, yeah. All that 1988 and all that temptation going on. And Donna Rice, it's her birthday today. She's 68.
Wow. Donna Rice.
I'm sure she's going to get a nice birthday card from Gary Hart.
From Gary Hart.
From the Kansas native. How about actress Erin Gray from Buck Rogers in the 25th Century?
That's right.
Erin Gray is 76.
Gil Gerard played Buck Rogers.
The late Gil Gerard.
He just passed away.
Yeah, he just passed recently.
That's right.
Erin Gray is 76 years old.
I had such a crush on her when I was a kid.
I still have a crush on her. How about singer Kenny Loggins? Is 78 years old today.
Yeah.
A lot of big hits. All right, stand by. Kenny Loggins celebrating 78 years old today. Yeah, all right. The finance behind eating out. Let's find out what that entails with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and John. You know, I used to look forward to eating out more than I do now. Perhaps it's because we do it more frequently than we used to. So it's not as special as it used to be. And it seems like the cost of a meal out is twice what it was just 4 or 5 years ago. I want it to be fun again. So here's some things that my wife and I are doing. First of all, we first decide why we're going out. Is it a convenience or experience? If it's just a convenience, we'll often just decide to cook something simple at home so we don't have a big old mess to clean up. Other times, it's because we want an experience that we truly want to savor. When we're clear on the purpose of eating out, it seems to make it better, and we make more mindful choices on when and where we go out. I found that it helps to treat dining out like any other expense.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And give it a place in my budget. When I plan it, it takes away the guilt. I also like to check the menu ahead of time. That keeps impulse decisions in check, and it often helps me spot better value options. Researching the menu also gives us something to look forward to. Portions are typically generous, so we've become that couple that shares an entree. I hate to say it. When we do that, we'll often get an appetizer and we'll order our own separate salads. Alcohol, specialty drinks, and desserts are a huge revenue enhancer for restaurants. You want to help them out, but plan accordingly by having a cocktail at home, or at least go to the restaurant for happy hour, where things are a bit cheaper. Loyalty programs, credit card rewards, and restaurant specials can also create some very easy savings. For me, it isn't about deprivation. It's my intention. When I plan a little, choose thoughtfully, and enjoy meals for the right reasons, dining out becomes what it used to be, something to look forward to. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
Well, you mentioned the portions and the prices. I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm always taking something home,
yeah,
and then I end up getting three meals out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
It is so hard these days, though. The cost is just so prohibitive, almost.
It has become quite expensive, and that's why I came up with that, because this whole idea for even doing a money tracker report on this came up from just noticing just how much more we're spending now in restaurants. And so we're trying to take it back to the days when going out and eating was kind of a special thing as opposed to sort of a regular deal.
Hey, Burger King's got the double cheeseburger meal for $4.99.
Oh, man, are you out of your mind?
Thank you, Don. Thank you for pointing that.
All right, Don, good stuff. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
There he goes, the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time with Ted and John on the weekdays. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, and we'll be telling you about the U.S. and oil and how that all relates to Venezuela. And many other stories as well are coming your way. KNSS News Time, 655.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.